5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Saw this story on ESPN about one last offseason move for every team in the NFL. You know, the free agent signings, extensions, trades that would happen. To get ready for the start of training camp. And I just want to go down the list and let you know whether I am down with that or not, what teams should be doing allegedly or what they need to do to be ready to rock and roll. So the Bills, it says add a veteran cornerback. And we all know everybody's been talking about Tre'Davious White recovering from a torn ACL and Levi Wallace leaving in free agency. And they got the first rounder, Kair Elam, and he's going to play a lot. But I don't think this team needs all this drastic worry or change or concern in their secondary. Bottom line is everybody has them winning the Super Bowl. The Bills are favored. Everybody's betting on them. There's more futures bet on them than any other team. And everybody thinks they're going to take the AFC, so they're the least of my concerns. The Dolphins, they have to figure out what they're going to do with Mike Gesicki, their tight end. He is franchise tagged. They compare him to the Browns' David Njoku, who signed a four-year deal worth $56.7 million, so... Bottom line is, they need Gesicki. They love him in Miami. The fans love him. The team loves him. So just give him his money, for Christ's sakes. They say the Patriots should bring back Trey Flowers for a second stint with the team. Obviously, the vet can do it all. And they loved him in Foxborough, so that wouldn't be a bad idea. The Jets should sign linebacker Quan Alexander. Alexander went in for a visit in Florham Park, and they didn't cut a deal. But think about this. He played with and under Salah and the Niners in San Francisco. He's 27 years old. He's a perfect fit for the Jets. I mean, what is the problem? The guy comes in. He wants to play for Salah, and you don't sign him? What's wrong with you? No wonder they're the Jets. We all know what the Ravens' concern is. How are they going to give the entire bank to Lamar Jackson, the Federal Reserve for that matter? He's going to get paid like Mahomes, like Josh Allen and Stafford and all of them. He's going to get paid $40-plus million no matter what. I say closer to $45 million. He's a badass. Everybody knows it. They win because of Jackson, and when he doesn't play, they lose. You saw what happened at the end of the season without him. When he got injured, they were finished. They lost out. But with him, they were sitting there with the best record in the NFL in the first half of the season. So He needs to cut this deal. They need to cut this deal. Of course, he represents himself as an agent. So, I mean, bottom line, get it done and get it over with. I mean, the longer they let this fester, the more of a distraction it's going to be. How about the Bengals? You go to the Super Bowl, you blow the game because you don't throw to Higgins on third and fourth down when he was the only guy that caught passes in the game, caught two touchdowns in the game, and then you don't go back to him on third and fourth down. They deserve to lose the Super Bowl. So what do they need to do in the offseason before camp? Give Jesse Bates a new contract is what they need to do. 25 years old. He's missed two games in four seasons. This guy is going to get the bag, count on it. He's going to get money near Minka Fitzpatrick's top money deal of 18 mil. More like 16, 17 mil per for Bates in the Queen City. It says here the Browns need to resolve the Baker Mayfield situation. I think they have resolved it. They're getting rid of him. He's not playing for them ever again. Even if they can't trade him or find a partner to trade with, he's not playing for them. So it is resolved. It is what it is. If he doesn't play and they don't make a trade, he still gets his money. And sayonara. See you later. Bye-bye. What do the Steelers need to do now after they got the Fitzpatrick deal done and the Kenny Pickett deal done? It's time to give the wide receiver, star receiver, Diontae Johnson, 25 years old, the money he deserves. I mean, he has gotten better every season in his first three seasons. The wide receiver market is enormous for money. Every great receiver on every team has made a ton of money. It's his turn. They need to pay this man. So we've done the East, we've done the North, let's do the South. The Texans, it says keep an eye on Davis Mills. I am not a buyer in Davis Mills. Everybody loves this guy, thinks he's this really talented, improved quarterback, and I just haven't seen that at all. It says there's been flashes of, success, and there's an upside. But the bottom line is, I'm not convinced at all he can do anything as their quarterback. I see him playing him this year, and if he doesn't do anything spectacular, they're going to draft a quarterback in the thick crop of quarterbacks that'll be available in the 23 draft in Kansas City. It says the Colts should give another deal to Kenny Moore. Kenny Moore is playing a four-year, $36 million deal that he signed in 2019. But this guy is one of the best corners, Pro Bowl, in the league. And right now his base salaries are $6.5 million this year, $6.7 next year, none of which is guaranteed. But they should just give him more money and guarantee it, or a long-term deal. Jacksonville needs to do more to make Josh Allen not have to carry the load as the edge rusher for this team. They count on him for everything, and nobody else does anything, so they need to get somebody that can relieve some of the stress on Allen to be the only guy that makes plays. Tennessee needs a star receiver. They got Robert Woods and Treylon Burks, but that doesn't cut it. We all know Brown left, and now the available names are OBJ, Cole Beasley, T.Y. Hilton, Emmanuel Sanders. They need to do something there. They can't just lose Brown and then not replace him with somebody that can make big plays in games. What about the West? Denver, give Russell Wilson an extension. So I don't understand. They got him, and he's under contract for two more years and will earn $51 million from Denver in this deal. And I got to tell you, I'm not giving him more money. I got him for 2 years at 51. Let's see what he does in Denver before everybody gives him more money and even more years, because I honestly think he's going down the other side of the mountain. His two best years were the Super Bowl years in Seattle. Since then, he's done nothing, basically, except complain about not enough passing in the offense. So bottom line is this. You got him for 2 years where he is right now. I mean, if he goes and wins the Super Bowl this year, then I give it to him. But I'm not giving him more years and more money now when I already got him under the fold. Kansas City needs to cut a new deal with Orlando Brown Jr. I mean, they already franchise tagged him, so why stress it? We already know he's a badass. He's a Pro Bowler. He does it all. And, I mean, if they have to give him more money, you know, $20 million per is what he's worth, then so be it. But they already got him in terms of franchise. So, I mean, what's the stress about? I honestly don't think they're going to be as great as everybody thinks they are this year. Everybody just always tags Kansas City as, you know, AFC title game because they played in so many of them. I don't think that's going to happen this time around. They lose, you know, their star receiver to the Dolphins. And, you know, I don't think Juju is as good as your boy that left. Schuster's good. Hill's a badass. They've literally listed the Raiders and Chargers as both having the same problem. They need to fix their right tackle spot. Now let's go to the NFC, the East. Cowboys, they got to lock up Dalton Schultz, their tight end. This has been going on far too long. How about the Giants? Evaluate Daniel Jones. Haven't we been doing that the last few years? Eagles need to evaluate quarterback Jalen Hurts' progress. I evaluated it. He got him into the playoffs. How's that for an evaluation? The Commanders need to pay Terry McLaurin. Well, they did that this week and gave him $71 million. In the North, the Bears need to fix their offensive line because it sucks. The Lions need a cornerback. The Packers, they need to extend their 2019 draft picks with new deals. The Packers should think about giving Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage new deals because they both come up big for him. It says the Vikings need to get the most out of tight end Irv Smith Jr., whatever that means. What it really means is get him to play. He missed the entire season because of an injury. In the South, the Falcons need to figure out if they want to give a new deal to linebacker Deion Jones. He's in the final year of his contract. That includes guaranteed money, and obviously Atlanta's been dealing with salary cap issues. They think the Panthers should sign Baker Mayfield. Make the trade. With Alvin Kamara going to be suspended, the Saints need to sign another running back. The Bucs have to figure out the tight end spot with Gronkowski retiring again. Now, what about out west? You got Kyler Murray's situation with the Cardinals. They have to pay this man a ton of money. Here's another guy that's going to make north of $40 million. Guarantee it. I think the Rams want to bring back OBJ after his rehab from the torn ACL in the Super Bowl. The Niners need to figure out their problem with Jimmy Garoppolo, what to do with him. And Seattle might need to add a quarterback since all they have is Drew Lock and Geno Smith, which means they're going to suck. Are you ready? I'm ready. Everybody's ready, aren't they? For a little pain day action in the NFL. I can't wait for training camps to open up and then preseason games to start so we can get through the summer.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.